Okay. Anyone else? All right, come on. Yeah. Okay. Today I have a story about a man named John. And he was older than you, and he was older than me, if you can believe that's possible. So he was at a point in his life where things weren't going that great. His job wasn't going very well. He had a law firm. It was like not doing well. It was about to like fail. And he wasn't getting along. He had two sons that were older than you guys, and he wasn't good friends with them at that point. And he was kind of feeling bad about things. And one day he went out on a hike, and he heard this like voice. He was just like aware of this voice saying, "Until you're grateful for the things you have, you'll never get the things you want." And it got him to thinking. He couldn't like forget it. The words that the voice said kept ringing in his memory. And he thought about his life, and he acknowledged that there were lots of things that he wanted that he didn't have. Now, can you guys relate to that? Are there some things that you want that you don't have? Do you guys like want a mountain cabin and then a beach house and a convertible Mustang, or is that just me? Oh, all right. Well, sometimes we want things, and we wish we had things that we don't have just yet. But he couldn't get this voice out of his mind. And so he thought about it. It was right after Christmas time, so it was a little bit ahead of where we are at this time. And so it was just past Christmas, and so it was New Year's, and he said, "You know what? I'm going to try something. I'm going to try writing thank you notes." He says, maybe, because it was something that his grandfather had taught him to do. So it was something that he remembered fondly. And he said, "You know what? I'm just going to try to think about something that I can write a thank you note for and see what happens." The first thank you note he wrote was to one of his sons for a Christmas present that he got. And you know that because he sent that thank you note, he was invited to come on by the house, and they started to rebuild their friendship, their relationship. And that was just thank you note one. Do you know that he did that every day for the next year? So how many thank you notes is that?
About 365.
That's right, not about, exactly. He did that for 365 thank you notes. And do you know what happened over the course of that year? He would thank not only his family, but he would thank people that he did business with. He even thanked somebody that served him at a coffee shop. And what he noticed was, over the course of that year, instead of when some people would ask, "Hey, how's everything going?" He used to say, "Barely making it." He noticed over the course of this year, he would start and say, "You know, things are actually going pretty good." He started to change his attitude just by being aware of the things that he could be thankful for. And you know that scientists actually have studied when you're thankful, you can be up to 25% happier. Did you realize that? I did not know that. But if you are like thinking about anything that you have to be thankful for, and you make a point to thank somebody about it, you can be 25% happier. So think about it. If you are happy, there's probably a reason that you have to be happy, right? So if you think about what that is, and you thank somebody for it, then you're happy again, and then you have another reason to be thankful. It's like it keeps on going and going and going. There's a Bible verse that says something a lot like that. In fact, you guys might have heard it last Sabbath. It's in 1 Thessalonians 5. Be joyful always. Now, that sounds like it's a hard thing to do. Like, be happy all the time. But here's some of the keys. Pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So it gives you like the clue on how you can help make yourself happier and more thankful in all circumstances, because there's usually something, even if you're having like a tough day or you're not getting along with your brother or sister, you can usually find something that you're thankful about. And if you take the time to let somebody know, then you not only make them happy, you make yourself 25% happier. So I have something that is going to help you guys do that. Okay? I have. Now, you guys are all old enough, I believe you can speak, and I'm pretty sure you could write if you had to. But if you don't want to write, I have thank you cards. So you guys can each take one of these. You can each take two of them. You can each take four of them today, since we're so loaded with folks. And you guys, I want you to think about somebody who has done something that's helped you, and just take a little time and either write a little note on the inside, or else if you don't want to write it down but you want to speak it to them, go give it to them, like maybe after church today, and say, hey, thank you for that time that you did this, or thank you for being there for me, or for making me my favorite supper, or for being such a great, you know, whatever it is. So you guys think about that and watch what happens when you look at the faces of somebody when they get your thank you card, and watch what happens. See if it makes them happier, and see if it makes you happier in the process, because it sounds like the Bible says it will. All right, I'm thankful that we had our time together. Let's pray. God, you have a lot of blessings for us, and some of them we're not always paying attention to. So ask this morning that you open up our eyes and our hearts to the very many ways in which you make our lives happier. Thank you for loving us, and help us to reach out and thank others for the ways that they've been able to help us. And thank you for being ready to make us happier and grateful. In Jesus' name, amen.